Darcy Burdock. Oh, obviously. Written and read by Laura Dockrell.
I can't believe that I've never even showed you around my bedroom. How rude of me. I'll take you around now if you like. Watch out because there is loads on the floor, so be so extra careful not to trip. Mum says it's like I practically don't have a bedroom because I can't keep myself to one room and my whole entire everything always spills out all over the rest of the house. Most of the time, I just think she's being a moaning mongoose, but then sometimes, very occasionally, a crack in my eyeball splits open very gently and then I sort of see her point. Like when one shoe is in the kitchen, another in the bathroom, my school bag is in the living room, my books are in the hallway, my pet lamb Lambeth's lead is on the stairs, my nail varnishes are by the telephone and my crisp packet is crumpled up by the kettle. But it's not my fault that I'm far too interesting and wondrous to waste my precious time cleaning. Up the stairs, my bedroom is on the left, opposite my sister Poppy's. We used to have two beds in one room, but then one day I made an anger storm in my brain and wrecked all of Poppy's things and Dad decided that I had outgrown that space. Really, I was just being a stroppy, angry little cow, but Dad decided to make it seem like I was not a cow at all, but an old gorilla in the zoo whose pen was too small. So Dad's office became the kitchen table and his office became my new room. It's small, it's all by my own and I love it. And anyway, I hate zoos. All over the walls are hundreds of bajillions of pictures of things I take the time to notice and admire. Things I enjoy or like. Some of the things are tickets from things I've been to or postcards or birthday cards. Some are of things I have cut out and stuck on from like magazines. At first, Mum was cross. She said it was ruining the walls. But then she gave up caring and let me wallpaper the walls with my interests. It looks like one giant collage. Sometimes I lie there for ages, looking at all the things together. Even though I've seen everything a billion and one times, it never gets boring. The next noticeable thing is obviously my bed. It is a normal one-person bed with two pillows. I have some teddies on my bed. At school, Clementine, the wretched twit, who happens to be from America, calls all teddies stuffed animals. But I hate that phrase because it seems as though all teddies are dead and then have been stuffed. And that just isn't true one bit. So I still call them teddies, even though some of them aren't even teddy bears. At school, we all mostly say we don't like teddies anymore, but that just also isn't true. I don't like it if in the night I roll over and knock one of my teddies onto the floor. I feel really guilty, like they might have a bruise or something. I always kiss it better, but not too much in case there is a secret camera filming my every move. And when I'm 30 and my life is going really successful, I might go on a TV chat show and they might show clips of me doing stupid things and everybody will see my whole embarrassing moments and me kissing my teddy will probably make it to the final edit. And we can't be having that. You'll notice the huge drawers that can't quite shut as they are spilling out with clothes of every colour and pattern like multicoloured alien tongues, flappy pokey little squares of material. The wardrobe doors are always swung open too, with its guts pouring out onto the ground. By guts, I mean coats and shoes and a tennis racket and hair stuff and towels. Whoops, they are not meant to be in here. And a dressing gown and a sleeping bag and a feather boa and lots of other stuff that shouldn't be there at all, really. It looks like a unicorn has vomited a rainbow onto the ground. Have you noticed that when you need one thing loads, say, like a sleeping bag or a tennis racket, it's one of those things that you can always imagine being everywhere? You know that you are sure that you've seen it, and then in your brain you can picture it everywhere. And that's because it's one of those things that ends up in wardrobes for one reason or another. Then there are my books that are meant to be on a shelf, but instead, this is just them. Oh, hi, we're everywhere. Then there's my desk, but it's just covered in more clothes and stuff that has nothing to do with a desk, unless you count the wonderful map of the world that Dad stuck on the wall in front of it to inspire me. And there's a dictionary, which I never read, as I far prefer to make words up and create my own language ofs. And on the back of that chair sits one of my most special things, a blanket that I got for Christmas. It's purple and green and fluffy, and it looks like a scraggy old witch's cape, and I love it. And her name is Witchy, and I wrap her around me when I'm feeling cold or not so full of comfort.